Hello, my name is Karen Guglielmo, the Special Projects Editor for SearchCIO.com, and I'd like to welcome you to today's expert podcast on managing IT risk. I'm joined today by Dr. George Westerman, author of IT Risk, Turning Business Threats into Competitive Advantage. George is also a research scientist at MIT Sloan Center for Information Systems Research and faculty chair for MIT Sloan's executive education course, IT for the Non-IT Executive. His research and teachings examine executive-level management challenges at the interface between information technology and business units, such as risk management, innovation, and the IT business value. Prior to earning his doctorate at Harvard Business School, George gained 15 years of experience in engineering and IT management. In addition to the 2007 book on IT risk, his research has appeared in journals such as Sloan Management Review, Organization Science, Industrial and Corporate Change, and MIS Quarterly Executive. Welcome, George.
Hi, Karen. Pleasure to be here.
Great. And as I mentioned earlier, we're here today to talk about managing IT risk in the enterprise. I'll spend the next 10-plus minutes asking George to answer a number of questions about today's topic. In today's discussion, we'll cover how managers can use IT risk management to improve all of their IT capabilities. So, George, let's get started. First, based on your research, how can IT organizations use IT risk management to improve their capabilities?
Well, everything we do in business, whether it's doing a new initiative or keeping the business running, it all involves risk. And every decision we make in IT has trade-offs on risk as well as return. But the problem is that so many of our decisions in IT tend to focus on return. What does the business want? What can we give them? And not really enough on risk itself. We talk about the risk that the project's going to fail, or the risk that the new system's information won't be correct. But we really don't talk about the effects of these decisions on things like the operational risks facing the firm, like reliability and security. And that's really a problem, because that means that we're only really dealing with half of the risk-return equation when we're making major decisions. So many of the things we do in IT, whether it's standards or development methods or architecture, they're really about reducing risk to the business. And we understand why we're doing that, but, you know, the business side doesn't get it. So what they see is, they just see us throwing up a bunch of roadblocks. They see us being a real pain instead of being team players. And we need to fix that. So the way to fix that is if we can make risk relevant to the business, if they can understand why we have all these rules and procedures, why we're asking them to try different choices than they're making now, then they can really, you know, start to make better decisions for themselves too. And the good thing is, as far as improving the way we manage IT, improving our capabilities, the good thing is when we can make risk relevant to business executives, they will get it. They can understand why we want to reduce the complexity in the firm. They understand why we want them to follow our methods and standards. They see the value suddenly of participating in things like business continuity planning or security awareness training. And after that, we can start to structure our assets better and we can make better decisions. So if we can make risk relevant, then they can understand how to play their role. And on top of that, if we can make risk relevant, then we can use risk to sell some important initiatives, things like architecture or security training or other pieces that we couldn't justify on return alone. But we can sell it because people will understand that it's about reducing risk.
So as you just mentioned, the firms really can only manage IT risk effectively when they can make those risks relevant to business executives. How are IT people supposed to do that?
So it's interesting. One non-IT executive came up to me after I'd been teaching about risk, and he said, George, you know, here's the problem with IT risk. The phrase IT risk contains two dirty words. The first is IT, and the second is risk. And while we all have to manage risk in our businesses, none of us are really all that comfortable doing it. And on top of that, we all have to make decisions with IT, but none of us really feel like we always have all the knowledge we need to make good decisions. So when you talk about making decisions on IT risk, suddenly that's a very scary proposition for many executives. And I think that's very true. I think that in IT, we kind of implicitly know what the risks are, but we have a terrible time making that clear to executives. And in our interviews with 49 IT and non-IT executives, it became really clear that there's a very simple way to do this. And the way to do it is talk about four key IT risks. These are not very detailed IT technical things. They're about the way that IT can affect the major objectives of the firm. So there are four A's, basically. The first is availability. And that's the ability to keep the processes running. People understand that. They can talk about the idea of what is the value lost for a system being down a day versus being down an hour, and they can talk about the trade-off there. The next is access. Access is what we typically think about as security, and this is the idea of providing information to the people that need it but also keeping the information away from the people that shouldn't have it. And we can have conversations around that, too. What kinds of information need to be protected most in the firm? What kinds of pieces of information need less protection? And, you know, how should we go about that? The third risk is accuracy. This is the question of whether information is accurate and timely and complete. So we think about Sarbanes-Oxley. That's a huge accuracy risk in most firms. But there are other sources of accuracy risk. The single view of the supply chain, the single view of the customer, reconciliations that are late or have problems in them. These are all accuracy risks that create problems with the firm. In fact, one of my friends studied the accuracy issues of inventory in bookstores and found out a tremendous amount of money is lost just by the fact that books tend to be in the back room instead of on the shelves, but everybody thinks they're up on the shelf. That's an accuracy problem that needs to be managed. So then the last of the four risks is agility. Now, we all feel agility risk, and I think in IT we understand about agility risk, but the business side, they feel it, but they don't understand what drives it. But just one example, Tektronix, a big electronics manufacturer, had a problem several years back. They wanted to spin off one of their divisions. And it turned out when they went through and looked at the implications of that they couldn't do it because of IT reasons. They couldn't do it because the IT systems were so intertwined that they couldn't figure out how to give that division's data away without giving systems, all the company's systems, to whoever bought that division. That's a tremendous agility problem. But agility problems are there all the time, and business executives feel them when they want to make a commitment, but they don't know quite whether IT is going to help them deliver. That's a real agility problem, and it changes the way the business works. So if you can talk about risks in terms of these four A's, availability, access, accuracy, and agility, now we can start to surface a lot of assumptions and a lot of issues that we didn't necessarily have a language to talk about before. And the business executives actually are able to have those conversations.
Okay, so I know you've said that an effective infrastructure is the foundation for managing risk, but not the only thing. What else is essential?
We found out that there are three core disciplines of managing IT risk. The first is a solid, well-structured, well-managed IT foundation of infrastructure and of applications. And the reason for this is that complexity drives risk in firms. The more complex your IT assets are, the more chance you have of failure, the harder it is to bring them back up again, the more chance you have of security issues, and actually the more risk you have to accuracy and agility. So getting that standard, well-managed foundation is the first part. But there are two more. The second one is a good, solid IT risk governance process. That's the process by which everybody in the organization can understand what the risks are that they're facing, and they can make that known to people, and that the organization can then make good decisions on how they're going to manage each of their risks. So they can make good prioritization decisions on where they're going to invest in risk management. The key to that process is having a process whereby people throughout the organization can identify risks and you can somehow roll them up to make good decisions about them. And to do that in a way that's not too bureaucratic. And there are ways to do that. And then the last bit is a risk-aware culture. And that's different from a risk-averse culture. A risk-averse culture, the risks are still there, but people tend to hide them. They don't want to talk about them. And when that happens, that's actually a problem because those risks can come up to bite us later. Or in a risk-averse culture, people can just avoid any decision, any action that will create risk. That means the firm really can't get a lot of returns either because they don't take on the risky actions. A risk-aware culture is one in which everybody in the organization is comfortable talking about the risks that they face. Because if we can talk about the risks we face, then we can do something about them. We can make good decisions on whether the risk is worth taking. And so that idea of a risk-aware culture, it starts from the top, but it can also be reinforced with every decision, every discussion we have to talk about the risks as well as the returns when we're making decisions.
So how can senior IT executives get started on IT risk management?
Our survey research is showing that there's a hierarchy of these risks, that getting to addressing agility risk, addressing accuracy risk, is very difficult. But it's even more difficult if we don't do the first bits about getting availability and access risks handled. And what I mean by that is what we do to handle availability and access risks is we start to structure our applications and our infrastructure better. We start to get a better handle on how we're managing all our IT. We're starting to get a better handle on how the IT links to business process and to different kinds of information. And so in essence, we're getting the architecture straight. Well, the good thing about that is once that's there, then it's much easier, although never easy, it's much easier to address accuracy, much easier to improve agility. So we can start to make the case that if you care about accuracy and you care about agility, let us do our part first. And that means doing things like business continuity planning, which is a great place to start. That's going to help us understand how technology links to business process. It's going to help us understand how to prioritize what's most important. It's also going to help us make that with the business executives as we get them involved, help them understand that same thing, what's the most important part of the IT and how they can make these priority decisions. Also get some IT audit involved, and that way we can understand what major gaping holes are out there that we need to address. But as we start that process going, we can start to do some infrastructure consolidation, other elements, things that just IT can do pretty much on their own with a little bit of investment from the business. And then we can use that to not only build, not only improve risk, but also build credibility to take on tougher challenges like improving the accuracy, improving the agility of the firm. So we would start with what we can do well, which is managing infrastructure, consolidating infrastructure, and business continuity planning. And that helps us move that up the ladder from availability to access and then up to the risks that really matter to the business.
Okay. And finally, what is your expert advice on how CIOs can turn IT risk management into a profit opportunity versus, say, a cost or a liability?
What we found is that the most important thing about getting returns from IT risk management is to change the way we think about risk. If we think about it as just something that has to be done, which is the way most businesses think about it at the moment, risk management is just something that has to be done by somebody in the business, then, you know, there's only a certain kind of value that comes out of there, and that's avoiding bad things. And there's value there, but there's so much more value to be gained if we think about risk differently. If we think about risk differently, if we think about it as a capability, as a way to improve all the other IT capabilities in the firm, then more value comes out. So we build the three disciplines, we talk about these four A's in making risk relevant, and then we can use it to change the way we manage IT. And then we get more returns. The first return we get is the same return as the other one. We avoid bad things. And there's value there. But there's additional value because we can start to use risk to structure our IT assets better. And that makes IT more efficient. And there's value there because it frees up some extra money to do new things. We spend less on keeping the lights on so that we can spend more on doing new things. And then the last piece of value that's gained by using IT to improve everything as opposed to just using risk to avoid risk is that we make the firm more agile. And when the firm's more agile, there's a tremendous upside because things that other people would consider too risky to attempt, we now have the ability to do it because we've got a better structured IT foundation so we can modify that and build on it better. And we've got a better process for understanding what risks we're going to have so we can take those risks on better. So from being one source of value where you just avoid risks, we can change the way we think about IT risk and we can get two other values. We can avoid risk, we can gain efficiency, and we can also make the firm more agile. And I think that's really where we want to go. That's the big payoff. When we can do more with IT because we're managing risk better, then everybody benefits from that.
Okay. And on that note, that does conclude today's podcast. Thanks again to Dr. George Westerman for speaking with us today. And thank you all for listening. Finally, to learn more about today's topic, visit your favorite bookstore for the book IT Risk, Turning Business Threats into Competitive Advantage, written by George Westerman and Richard Hunter.